In this bulletin, former United States President George H.W. Bush honoured in a state funeral. Labor believes another federal MP is ineligible to sit in Parliament. And in cricket, India and Australia prepare for their first test match. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Former United States President George H.W. Bush has been remembered as America's last great soldier statesman at a funeral packed with US and foreign dignitaries. The 41st US president died last week in Texas, age 94. Former US President George W. Bush delivered the eulogy for his father.
He showed me what it means to be a president who serves with integrity, leads with courage, and acts with love in his heart for the citizens of our country. When the history books are written, they will say that George H.W. Bush was a great president of the United States.
The Labor Party says it has new legal advice that suggests another federal MP is ineligible to sit in Parliament because of their financial interests in a company. Liberal MP Chris Cruthers' superannuation fund owns shares in Gretel's Australia, which is working on a project with the University of Melbourne. The university applied for and received a federally funded research grant through the Australian Research Council. Under Section 44 of the Constitution, MPs are banned if they receive profit from federal funding sources. British Prime Minister Theresa May has defended her proposed Brexit deal as the most ambitious trade deal that any advanced economy has with the European Union. British MPs are holding the second of 5 days of debates over the deal to leave the EU ahead of a final parliamentary vote next week. Ms May has urged the Parliament to vote for her proposed deal.
It's an ambitious trade agreement, unlike any other that has been given to any other advanced economy. It's the most ambitious trade agreement that any advanced economy has with the European Union. That's good for this country and it's good for jobs in his constituency.
It comes after MPs yesterday found the government in contempt of Parliament for refusing to publish legal advice it received from the country's top law officer about the agreement. Amnesty International is campaigning for the release of a Bahraini refugee from a detention centre in Thailand after he was detained at the request of Bahrain. Hakim Al-Arabi, who has an Australian permanent residency, was detained on an Interpol red notice when he arrived at Bangkok Airport last week after travelling from Melbourne. Mr. Al-Arabi remains in custody as Thai authorities decide whether to deport him to Bahrain or allow his return to Australia. That's despite him being cleared to return home after the red notice was lifted. Campaigner at Amnesty International, Diana Saeed, says Mr. Al-Arabi's life will be in danger if he's deported to Bahrain.
Given that he now is still detained in Thailand, and his wife is there as well, we have serious concerns that if the Thai government do not heed the calls from the Australian government and his family and others, that he could be sent back to Bahrain to potentially face torture and other worse things that we just don't know.
Renowned Indigenous human rights defender and South Sea Islander, activist Benita Mabo, will be farewelled at a state funeral in Townsville later today. Dr. Mabo died last week, aged in her 70s, just days after she was awarded an honorary doctorate from James Cook University for her advocacy for Indigenous education and the rights of Indigenous Australians and Australian South Sea Islanders. She was previously awarded the Office of the Order of Australia in 2013. Widow of land rights campaigner Eddie Mabo, Dr. Mabo spent 10 years on the Central Queensland Land Council and co-founded Australia's first Indigenous community school, the Black Community School in Townsville. To cricket, an Indian captain Virat Kohli says he doesn't think Australia will be vulnerable when they step out to face India in their first test match in Adelaide later today. Kohli says regardless of the ball tampering scandal, Australia's skillful players can't be underestimated.
I personally don't think any Australian side is vulnerable at home. You definitely cannot take any side for granted, and more so Australia in Australia, because whatever happened, regardless of all the things that have gone by, the skill level's still there. So you have to respect that. At the end of the day, how much ever you talk or you behave in a certain manner, it's your skill that counts. And they certainly have the skill to still dominate at home.
And now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, very hot and partly cloudy, 39 degrees. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 35. Hobart, similar conditions and 30. Canberra, cloud clearing and 29. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, more cloud, 24. Newcastle, partly cloudy and 25 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 27. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.